Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, guys. We don't want to leave out our international audience. Right, twins?
Buenos días a toda la familia alrededor del mundo, en Reynosa, en México, en Matamoros, alrededor donde estén todos mis hermanos hispanos.
Yes.
Bienvenidos al show Mornings at the Mansion. Yes. Buenos días. Yes. Y le damos gracias a Dios que le pedimos a Dios que toque a cada uno de ustedes y siempre estén en la palabra de Dios, que la palabra de Dios es fuego, es poderosa y son las letras de amor. ¡Gloria a Dios! ¡Bienvenidos! ¡Welcome!
Amen. Amen. Y'all know, doctor probably does understand a little bit of, I understand it in the supernatural. I just want y'all to know, I'm right here.
Mi hermana gemela, twin sister, gemela, yes. Y esta mi otra hermana en Cristo, Gloria a Dios, Brianna, se llama Brianna.
Yeah, to God be the glory.
Gloria a Dios,
hallelujah. So we're so excited about what is going to be expounded over the airwaves today.
Yes.
And not only that, but in the hearts and the minds of God's people. Because I just hear the Lord saying to all of us, we got to quit playing around.
Mm-hmm.
We got to quit playing around and get postured and get in position for battle.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever look at an army, they not playing around.
Mm-hmm.
They getting strategic orders from the general, right? And they are in position for battle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just excited about Dr. Ortiz being here today. Yes, in so many facets, a mighty woman of God, and I'm just honored because, of course, you know, I'm 27. I've been around the sun 60 times, but I'm hanging out with these powerful young women, and they are on fire, and they are strategic, and they're also positioned in the kingdom. And I'm so excited and honored to just be sitting here with you today, guys.
Yeah, me too.
It's just so incredible. And we want to invite you guys in. Make sure y'all share the video today. It's so powerfully important that you share it with your friends. So, you know, because we're all here, each one reach one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we can just reach one person, different mindset, a mindset shift, mm-hmm. because where the mind goes, where the mind goes, the body follows. So we're excited about what God is doing and how he is doing it and who he is using. Good morning, Sister Kennelly Rios. Thank you for tuning in. Can you see your viewer doc this morning? Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
I'm Dr. Ortiz Page. And good morning to the Lord Kelly family.
I
Hallelujah.
Can't see who it is, but good morning. I don't know how to go to the answer later.
But it's right here. You'll be able to see it. Well, now it's most of time. Okay. Anyway, what's going on? What's going on?
Yeah.
I hear the song. What's going on?
And
okay.
And I'm going to emphasize it. Share the topic in Spanish. Vamos a hablar ahora de lo que vamos a hablar. Es lo negativo. Las emociones negativas nos roban las bendiciones.
Mm-hmm.
Una vez más, lo negativo, las emociones negativas, cuando dejamos eso que entre en nuestro espíritu, nos roba bendiciones. Y de eso va a hablar mi hermana Brianna. Y es poderoso la palabra de Dios. Y gloria a Dios. Que esto es un topic importante que tenemos que hablar. Porque hay mucho negativo en el mundo. Siendo hermanos en Cristo, no debemos andar así. There's so much happening in the world that we need more. Edifying.
Yes, yes. And we need to get educated.
Educar.
In the
Dios kingdom. Nada, en la gloria de Dios tenemos que ser educados.
Yeah, because we have to, listen, the Bible tells us that we perish for the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get educated,
mm-hmm.
and we have to understand that. We have to, once we get the information, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to apply it to our everyday lives? Or are we just going to roll over it like a speed bump?
Yeah.
You know, and say, oh, you know, well, that was back then and it's not for now. Well, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And we got to have teachable hearts because we always say we're students, we're learning, growing, and knowing. I learn something new every day.
Yes, ma'am.
And last night, I listened to what you were sharing, and I was like, it was a lot.
Yes.
Like, I had to go watch it again and meditate and chew on it, but it was powerful, you know? Wow.
It's really neat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Big time meet.
Yeah.
So I hope y'all are ready for the ride with the seatbelt phone. Good morning, Ms. Josie. Thank you for tuning in so that we can get ready. And we want to say good morning to our studio audience.
Yes.
Woo! Yes, who is in the house. to our
Gigi.
Yes,
our dream. Cheers,
yes.
Sister.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. And me and Dr. Ortiz and myself, we're not playing around.
Yes.
We double churn it up.
And,
hey.
And if Sheree's watching, I feel bad.
Yes, Sister Sheree. Yes, Sister Sheree. We love her too, girl. We got it going on. So to God be the glory. We're not leaving
and
nothing.
And we got my pop here today. My
yes.
Pop. Popsy's a dad, and he's my dad too, okay?
Yeah. He's our dad. Okay.
Patricio.
Thank you, Papi, for sharing your dad.
Yeah. And you know, I was reading the scriptures in Spanish, and there was a couple of words that I kind of like, you know, and he helped me pronounce them. And I might still struggle a little bit, but I'm going to tell you something. Thank you for your patience. I give God all the glory, and I thank God for my twin sisters. I'm reading it. You know, I'm learning it and learning to pronounce it better. But I'm not going to quit. I'm not a quitter. And whatever God wants to do with me or use me, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to learn. And thank you, Pastor Marlo, for giving me the opportunity, because that's pushing me to the edge and learning to, you know, read it and declare it in Espanol. Because we have a lot of brothers and sisters.
I'm learning too, Joanne. I'm learning.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know Espanol, but I'm learning. But I know it in the spirit.
You know,
trust
fuego.
Yeah. I know it in the spirit, you know. You know, we should not act like we're just, this is all foreign to us. And if this is something, we need to get acclimated to different cultures. And because if we're all on the same journey to the kingdom, to heaven, there's no, you know, we have to want to do life down here as well as we will be doing it there on one accord, you know. So I just encourage people to open your heart, you know, to other cultures and other people. And you be the light, you know.
Yes.
And don't be so offensive if they have, you know, if they're not like Christ followers. You're the one that's supposed to be open enough to lead them into truth. That's what the Holy Spirit does. So I'm just excited about Dr. Ortiz being here today and how you're going to just usher us into this dimension of amazing, you know, knowledge.
Yeah, amen.
So welcome, Doctor.
You want to open up with prayer? Let's open up with prayer. You go ahead. Go ahead, Doctor.
So, Father God, just thank you for this time together, Father God. I just pray that, you know, Holy Spirit, that you speak through me and that, you know, you open up the ears and minds of those listening and watching today, Father God, so that they may understand your word and understand what you are calling them to do so that they may be prepared for the fight that is coming and that is here, Father God, because it's not going to be easy. I pray that, you know, your people have a full understanding. And thank you for another day. Thank you for your son. And thank you for the power that you've given us to walk with authority here in this world. I pray that your believers begin to gain the confidence that they need in order to fight this battle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So welcome once again.
And we have a calling number. We have a calling number.
Yeah, I put it on the screen.
Yes.
I put the sign on
call
the screen.
Call in 646-668-2247.
47.
If you want to give us a word of encouragement or y'all want to tune in about the topic or it's my sister Brianna sharing everything and you got something that the Lord gives you and you want to call and talk to us, call us, call us.
Yes. Yeah, I can do the grid today. I'm so caught up. Okay. So once again, welcome back. So
So the Lord's been putting on my spirit on how to fight in spiritual warfare, okay? And so this is really like the meat when it comes to Christianity, okay? This is not like baby cushion, little baby food.
Come
like,
on now.
You gotta get ready because this is not just, oh, you know, I'm going and I'm reading my Bible. I'm a good person.
Come on
I'm
now.
Walking. Like, no, like we are literally in a warfare. We are literally fighting for our minds, for our hearts, on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge spiritual warfare taking place. And to those who are ready for it, like, here's some things that you need to know to get ready.
Sure.
You need to have knowledge. You need to get prepared in the Word of God and understanding in depth what the Word is saying about spiritual warfare and what you can do to at least make it easier on yourself. You know, because it's going to be an attack on the mind.
Yeah.
It is. The enemy goes straight for your mind. If he can break down your mind, then he can make you take that mental aspect and put it into action.
That's right.
You know, so the battle begins within the mind. The legal right. So the Lord has placed legality in the spiritual realm. Okay. There are spiritual laws that the devil and his demons have to follow in order to create order, right? Because if it was up to the devil, he'd kill us all by now.
That's right.
Right, we'd all be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they hate us that much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're made in the image of God. We exemplify the characteristics of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have redemption, and they don't.
Yeah.
They're done.
Right.
They're already been
right.
judged, and, you know. So that's where they hate us so much.
Mm-hmm.
But there is legality in the spiritual realm that God has set in place to not only, it's mostly to, like, refine the believers, right? We as believers have to be refined.
Come on now.
Okay. So that's the purpose God intends for this with all these challenges and temptations and trials. God can't tempt us, but the devil is his little advocate
right.
that can that tests believers, right? Mm-hmm. But it's mostly to refine us and to show us that we have authority through Christ to win and succeed over the dark enemy in our life, okay? But their purpose is to drive us away from our purpose and out of the will of God.
Yeah.
They don't want us to walk in the destiny God has for us, because then it's going to bring hope to other people. It's going to bring salvation to more people.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to influence more people back to God. And so if they can distract one of us and prevent one of us, it can impact many communities and people. So that is their destiny, their purpose. And it starts before we're even both born. They're already targeting us at that point.
You know, Doc, I want to say something right here. I heard a pastor say, but so powerful. When you are in battle, you're talking about warfare, you have to know the strategy of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the enemy because he's studying you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what the way they think, the way they move. That's the only way to be able to have your strategy strategically plan to go in and have a conquering, you know, dimension. So that's even in the supernatural, right?
Mm.
We have to do that. So I just wanted
yeah.
to kind
Amen.
Of like input that because it's so important that we can't be lax today, be lax, not getting to know. That's what we have to get in our word because the Bible lately tells us he's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. We were teaching on that last week. So if you know he's coming, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he, like Doc said, he's coming. And if he can get you here, then
yeah.
you're defeated.
Yeah.
If he can get your mind And that's why you see nowadays it's a lot of mental dimensions. And
that's
a lot
why
of
I was telling Brianna, I said this topic couldn't come at a perfect time
yeah.
because I have not talked to you or nothing.
Right.
And when I'm doing outreach and I'm in different churches, they do altar calls for so many people. There's a lot of people. Pastor said, if anybody's struggling with anxiety or depression, come to the altar. The altar was full.
Yeah.
It was full of people struggling
yeah.
with that. And not only one church, in a lot of churches that I've been to. So this topic is right on.
Wow.
Spirit is right on because there's a lot of people struggling
yeah.
with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in leadership. You
yeah.
know, we all have to
yeah.
say, hey.
And just real quick, Brianna, you remember that young girl that when you went
yeah.
and played?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm counting every Sunday. She's been coming 4 Sundays every in a row now.
Wow.
And she's sober. She's not on that stuff. And this past Sunday, there was another girl that came and was acting like her.
Mm.
And she saw that. And she said, was that me before? Because I guess she remembered.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I said, yes. He goes, she went like this. I said, but look at God. He loves you. And he goes, she had asked me for a Bible, and I gave her a Bible. All glory to God. So that shows me that she's getting into the Word because it's been 4 Sundays, and then now God is showing her. Look, you're not the only one strong. Look at her. This was you 4 Sundays, so I don't know how long ago it was.
Yeah.
But she's faithful. I've been going every Sunday. You see her clean. You see her ready to receive the word. And I just wanted to share that to show you what God is doing in people's life. And that's why God empowered us with his word so then we could go out and help others.
Yeah. We have to do our part.
Yes.
Like what you're saying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Go ahead, girl. This is
great. Yeah. It's powerful and it's needed. So basically, so I'm going to get more into the science of this. We need to understand how the physical and the spiritual realm intertwine with each other, and we need to understand the complexities that can come along with it. But it's not bad. It's just to get us basic knowledge. So you have a spirit, soul, and a body, okay? Your spirit man is intertwined with Jesus when you're a believer, but your soul is where your mind, will, and emotions are at, and this is where the enemy can attack us. This is where he can have legal rights to attack us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to figure out what are those legal rights. Okay, so like I said before, there are spiritual laws set up in place that the demons have to abide by. They have to follow in order for them to even begin tempting us. Okay, so they gotta know, they gotta have a certain emotion that is, you know, released into our bodies. But so I want to start off with scripture where it says in Peter 1:13. I think you have it up as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world.
Mm-hmm. Vamos a ir al libro de 1 Pedro, de Círculo 13. God's love letter, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Y la palabra dice, por eso dispónganse para atacar con inteligencia. Tengan dominio propio, pongan su esperanza completamente en la gracia que sea que les dará cuando se revele Jesucristo.
Yeah. So you already see here in scripture it's saying prepare your mind. Okay. And then we go to 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, and it says the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
That's right.
Okay, so why does scripture specifically say we need to make every thought obedient
That's
to Christ,
it. That's
right?
It.
Because there's something that occurs in the mind that the enemy knows about. He might not be able to read your thoughts, but he can see the outward physical reaction that occurs when you experience a certain emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the science behind it. Okay, so negative, sinful emotions. Okay, so I'm going to be interchanging. Sometimes sin, people take that very, very negatively, but sinful emotions can be just any emotion that has nothing to do with love. Someone does something towards you and you feel bitterness towards them. Or if your mom leaves her work when you're a child, you feel abandonment. These are negative, sinful emotions that are experienced. And so, you know, a little bit of how that works with the emotions. Emotions aren't just floating around and they're invisible. No, they're hormonal chemical reactions that are occurring in the body. Okay, so like when you go and you work out, you release endorphins. Okay, those are the feel-good, happy hormones. Okay, that literally is a chemical reaction taking place in the mind, and it's released into the bloodstream. And then there's certain receptors in your body that these chemicals bind to. And so that's why your whole body feels good when you work out. Okay. These are hormones. These are chemical reactions that are occurring and they're going throughout your body. So when you have an event that occurs, you process this event in your mind, and then you have a choice already at that point how you want to react to that outside situation. Okay. If you choose to respond negatively and have that thought of negativity, it is released into your body, and it can be stored in different parts of your body. And the enemy, he's been at this thousands of years
now. Come on now.
Like, he can see the physical reaction change in your body when you are feeling anger. You know, they sense it. They know. And so they're like, we immediately felt anger. We already have legal right now to
come on now.
They already know. They're like, legal right. Here it is.
It's like and an open door, right?
It is an open door. It's an open door for them to come in, and now they can attack your thoughts. Now they can attack your body because, you know, you have these stored negative emotions in your body. That's why they say you carry stress in your shoulder. You literally carry the world on your shoulder. There is a chemical that binds to the shoulder area that's specifically stress.
So true.
And so you don't think the enemy sees that. But he does. He sees it, right? And so at that point, he has legal right to now start attacking your mind, okay? Until, and when you have the Holy Spirit, though, you have the authority to release that emotion and give it back to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. You know, I shouldn't carry this burden on my shoulders. Carry it for me. When you release it, that closes the door for the enemy to have any legal rights and not mess with it.
Yes,
wow.
And it's so true, Sister Brianna, Dr. Brianna, because when I was a baby Christian, and Susan can remember, and she will pray for me, I used to have a big lump right here, like a big old lump, and I didn't know what it was, and she will pray for me, and she goes, Laura, I stress, because I did. I used to stress, and of course, I was doing drugs, I was doing crazy stuff, and I remember she would pray with me all the time, and then, I mean, it was big. The lump right here behind my neck, it was big, and the more she prayed, the more we hung out, and the more I started reading the word, it went away. I mean, you don't see it no more, but it was, I didn't know what it was, but now as you share and breaking it down, now I'm getting understanding, you know,
it was stress.
Yeah.
That's true.
And so people don't always realize that, yes, emotions are chemicals. Yes, they can get stored in your body if you do not get them processed out properly.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one who can heal that from your body is the Lord, is Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
Jesus wants you to get specific, right?
Come on.
He wants you to get specific about what you're holding on to.
Yes.
And so you need
That's
to get
good.
Into
yeah.
a place where you're like, Holy Spirit, reveal to me, what am I carrying that is maybe causing a hedge of unprotection in my life for the enemy to attack me still in this area? And what can I do to release this, repent of it, and just reveal to me? And he will reveal to you, hey, when you were 8 years old, your father called you out by name. You felt anger. You felt abandonment. You felt betrayal. You felt unloved. I need you to surrender this to me. And so then he says, surrender it to me. Give it to me. And you're like, God, please forgive me for carrying this. Please. I forgive this individual for the way they attacked me during that time. I release it to you, and I ask that you come in and heal me now.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it.
Amen.
Right? And so, you know, we need to get way more prepared than we are, because a lot of us don't understand that we are open. We have open doors.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy has every legal right to attack us. But if we can get detailed with it, it says take every single thought captive and submit it to Christ. If it is a negative thought, it is not of God.
Come on
and
now.
You need to submit it to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is what happens in the church, right? People's other people's demons continue to stir up your own demons that you need to open the doors to. You're wondering, why don't I like that person? Sometimes it might be spiritual discernment, right? But sometimes it's revealing something in you that you need to heal from, that you need to let go and surrender to the Lord, and continue to just surrender that, right? But yeah, it's to wake you up. It's to wake you up. Oh, but anyway, technology can be distracting sometimes. But so we have to be submitting every single thought under the authority of Christ, because if not, it gives the enemy legal right. If you continue to have negative thoughts and negative thoughts and negative reactions to things that happen to you, the enemy's going to continue to attack you, right? But if you walk in the joy and the fruits of the Spirit, of gentleness, of kindness, of love, and these are the thoughts that, you know, when a reaction occurs or when a event occurs, you want to immediately think a loving thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to think a negative thought right away, because then, you know, that's going to, but submitting every thought to Christ, you know? So it's just so important that we understand that it is literally a physical reaction occurring in your mind, and it can get stored in your body, and it can cause also physical symptoms. You have those doors open, you have those emotions stored into your body. The enemy can attack you with fatigue. He can attack you with sickness. He can attack you with illness. He can cause dysfunction in your organs, because these are where the negative emotions can be held to, especially forming heart walls around your body. When you carry a lot of negative, traumatic emotions, it can form a wall around your heart. And this is where you see people's spine begin to pull in like that, right? Why? This is a guarding position.
Wow.
Okay. They're trying to guard their heart. They formed a wall around their heart, and now their body is physically going into a protective mode. What other time do you see this, right, when people start going like this? When they're in the womb, right? When they're in their most vulnerable state, they are in a protective, balled up like this. This is a protection position, right? And so when you've been hurt and when you continue to carry these emotions, they do cause your body to start going into that protective mechanism. And so you'll see a lot of people with their hunchbacks, and this is due to traumatic emotions and guarding of the heart. So it can physically manifest, and the enemy sees that too, you know? Being very aware that this is more than just, spiritual. Like, spiritual is very much intertwined with the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't think there's a separation, because it's not.
That's right.
It's not. You know.
That's so powerful. But, you know, I see a lot of people, especially in our community here with us, and we cater to a lot of the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them in those postures.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they have things medically spoken over them,
right,
like you've got osteo or you got all this going on, and they don't. That's just the outward diagnosis, but it's not the inward,
mm-hmm,
like what you're saying, you know. So when people are like that, at that, like, age of 80 or whatever, I don't think it's ever too late, so that might not be the right question I'm asking, but is there a time that could ever be reversed? Because I know curses can be reversed.
Yes, they can. I can speak from firsthand. I mean, I'm young, right? But I can tell you, I had a really messed up scoliosis. And I started doing chiropractic, and of course that helped a lot, and taking supplements, and that helped a lot. But I really feel like when I got to the point of releasing these negative emotions from my body, that's when my scoliosis really started lengthening. And I have people coming up to me like, you look thinner. And I'm like, no, I'm longer. Like, my neck is getting longer. My muscles are relaxing around my neck.
Yeah.
My muscles are relaxing because the Lord's teaching me how to get specific with my childhood trauma,
mm-hmm,
and releasing those negative emotions that I felt towards, you know, my parents or any other individuals that may have offended me during that time. That, I mean, you don't fully understand. Like, your mom leaves to work and you feel abandoned.
Right. Like,
you know, like little things like that, but they add up.
Yeah.
They add up in order to, you know, so we have to start thinking detailed like that. You know, and understanding too, there's a whole process to this. The enemy utilizes our negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts at preconception. You know, he starts inflicting trauma on your mom so you can absorb the negative emotions she releases into,
mm-hmm,
her body. I mean, this goes deep.
Yeah.
Okay. Childhood traumas. He attacks the hurting people around you. He attacks them, and then they come and attack you, and then you release the negative emotions, and you carry them now. And so these are all legal doorways he uses in order to attack us and to discourage us and to keep us away from God's will. And so it goes all the way to teenager, adulthood.
Yeah,
it gets worse in adulthood because you can do more. You have more realities of what you can do.
Wow.
With these negative emotions, adults do render legal rights. That's why the Lord says the battle begins in the mind.
Yeah.
Because you have a chemical reaction that occurs when an event happens at you. The reaction occurs in your mind, but you have a choice already at that point how you want to react. Are,
mm-hmm,
you going to get angry, or are you going to be forgiving?
Mm-hmm.
That was the choice is already right there. And the moment you make that decision of how you want to react, it's already either a sinful emotion or it's a loving emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment you sin, enemy has legal right,
mm-hmm,
at that point. So it's deep. But that's why Christians get attacked.
Yeah.
Okay. We think, just because you have the Holy Spirit, yes, you have that protection. Yes, the Lord is with you. But if you can, but we have to understand, how does this attack occur in our lives, right? Did we give them legal rights to come in?
Still a choice.
Yeah, it's still a choice. We still have a battle that we have to fight.
Yeah.
And so it's hard. And you're never going to be perfect. I think it's okay to understand to have grace on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, at the end of the day, we have a sinful nature. It says in Galatians 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, due to the sinful nature, these are the results. Love, partying, drinking, you know, these are all results of the thoughts, right? And so, but, you know, some doorways that you can, that give the entry points for the enemy to come in and legally torment you, and this is Christians and non-Christians, you know, negative emotions, okay? Sorrow, sadness, anger, bitterness, effortlessness, unforgiveness towards yourself or others. We see in 1 Kings 19, Elijah runs away from the circus out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
It started with fear and doubt. And that led to the action of him running away to the mountains to go hide.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment, when he opened that door for fear, the enemy came in and he attacked him. Right? Run out to the mountains.
Yeah.
Who do you think was giving him those thoughts to go to the mountains?
Come on, man. And he even suffered with depression, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
depressed and everything. And he was a man of God.
Yeah, you know? He was one of the most powerful prophets.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally was taken up into the sky. Like,
yeah.
He didn't even, like, have to physically die, which
yeah.
is nice. So,
right.
but, you know,
nice.
Like, just have grace on yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, God still loves you. God still, you know, but if you can be on top of it as much as you can, man, you're saving yourself some trouble there, you know.
Yeah.
So, the other things that you can open the door to, emotional, physical, or sexual abuse, okay, whether that's done towards you or you are the abuser, it happens, including excessive control and manipulation, okay? I'm trying to manipulate people into liking
mm-hmm.
you, loving
Come on.
You. Like, you don't need their acceptance. You got the acceptance for that.
Come
right?
on now.
Let that go. Addictions like drugs, alcohol, smoking, vaping, sex with someone other than your spouse, including masturbation, porn, fornication, etc. These are making idols before the Lord.
Mm.
Okay, so controlling people, yeah, cursed objects or products that are cursed and consumed can open the door for the demons to have legal right into your home, into your body.
Mm.
Okay, I say that, you know, people might not like this with Starbucks, for example. You see their God right there on the label, on the sign.
That's right.
That's a mermaid, which is part of the marine kingdom. That's a demonic kingdom.
Mm.
Okay. You consume those products, you are, that product is already dedicated to that God,
mm-hmm.
okay? You are opening up legal rights for that God, that demon, to come in and attack you in your body now, because it's not entered your body. Very much trickery in there. And the, you know, of course, the products are toxic if we think of it on the scientific, physical level, the preservatives they use, the highly refined sugar that, you know, should not be going into your body because it feeds tumors, it feeds cancer,
mm-hmm.
You know, so being aware of that, like, but, you know, it's already, when that kind of stuff is going to your body, it's nasty, exactly, it's demonic.
And Ms. Alice, what's the spiritual solution?
Scriptural solution? Okay, let me finish the door.
Sure.
So the cursed buildings, houses, properties, cursing, foul language, direct willful sin, right, like abortion, idolatry, fornication, homosexuality, criminal deviant activity, murder, false evil religions like New Age, fears, phobias, generational sins, curses. So legal doors can be opened with generational curses and sins from family members, harboring offense against anyone, practicing occult practices like the Ouija board, seances, yoga, tarot cards, Pokemon, pride, secret societies such as Freemasons, Illuminati, sexual sins, trauma, violence, ungodly soul ties, victim mentality, okay, and witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these can open the doors, right, practicing these things, but, you know, glory to God that, you know, most believers aren't practicing a lot of these things, but being aware that you can open the door. And then, once these spirits have legal rights, they can manifest in physical symptoms,
mm-hmm.
okay? These symptoms can include fatigue, feeling lethargic, lazy, you're having stomach pain, you're having mental strain, you're having depression, anxiety. You know, some of these are spiritual attacks. They are spiritual attacks from the enemy because we've given them legal right by opening the door to put these negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So they get stored in our body. So we've got to be on top of it. But to kind of like go over this with scripture, it talks about in Luke 8, chapter 8, verse 43 through 48, we read about the woman with the 12 years of hemorrhaging, right? She went to all these doctors, no one could give her solutions, And she just touched Jesus' garment.
Mm.
And she was healed.
Wow.
So that tells you right there that the power of Christ within us gives us the ability to heal and to shed all realities to whatever the enemy is trying to do in our life. But the spirit of infirmity was upon her for 12 years. That spirit had legality to, and we don't know, there had to be something that opened the door 12 years prior because she did not have that all her life, right?
Mm-hmm.
It started 12 years ago. There might have been a traumatic event that occurred in her life. She might have been raped or molested 12 years ago. Who knows? And that trauma opened the door for the enemy to now attack her reproductive system. So now her uterus is responding to that trauma. And it's being attacked by the enemy and causing her all this physical discomfort. But glory to God, she just touched Jesus' garment. She believed. She believed that he could heal her. And that was it. And then she stopped. But the Lord got to the root of her problem. He got to the root, healed her of that trauma without even saying a word, right? And that spirit had no longer any legal right to physically attack her. You know, because we got to understand, too, God is not attacking our physical body. Like, there's something, like, he obviously allows it, right? But there has to be legality there first. Because our bodies want to function. We want to feel good. We don't want to experience pain, right?
Right.
But it's the sin. It's the sin that opens the door and allows these things to hinder the God-designed body that we have. So once we get to the root, our bodies are able to and restore back to the way God intended it to function. So
it's so powerful.
Yeah, it is deep, but it really tells you. But I can speak, for example, on something the Lord put me through recently for me to realize, like, hey, you can open legal doors, and this is the attack that can occur. So, for example, I used an app recently. My friend and I, it was a beautiful Saturday, and we went exploring. We went exploring the farmer's market, and then we're like, okay, like, let's go somewhere else. We didn't know where. So we opened up this app. It's called a, I don't even want to name it because I don't want to give it any credit. It's just an app that, like, takes you to random locations based on, like, intention. Okay, so, for example, the app will begin with, what's your intention? So they'll ask, like, a color. They'll ask, like, a word or something. And you think it's based off of, like, the Google GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think, oh, like, it's just going to put keywords in Google, and then it's going to locate you to a location. Well, that's not exactly how this app works, but we didn't understand. I didn't understand it at the time. So anyway, she puts in a, you know, random color. I think she goes yellow or something. And so it locates us to this neighborhood where there's a storm drainage. And, excuse me. And I put a limit on it. I don't like to be on social media if you want to. Anyway, it takes us to the storm drainage. And I kid you not, when I get to the storm drainage, I started feeling very fatigued. Like, I'm telling you, I have energy all the time. All the time. I always feel good. My head's clear. I don't have brain fog, nothing like that. And we go to this location. All of a sudden, I felt so heavy with exhaustion. And I told my friend, I said, hey, let's just go, you know. And I was just going to tell her, like, hey, I'm just going to go home, take a nap, and dip. You know what I mean? But I was like, no. Like, it's beautiful outside. I don't know why I'm feeling so tired, but I'm going to get over it. I want to go do something. And so we were heading to this park where you can watch the planes take off in, you know, DFW airport area. And so, you know, I was just talking to her about the Lord and the gospel and stuff, and then she was dozing off. And then we get closer to the park, and all of a sudden, the fatigue lifted. It was gone. And I was like, whoa, like my clarity of mind started coming back. The brain fog shifted out. And I said, whoa, did you feel that? And she was like, yeah, like I feel better. Like I'm not dozing off anymore. And I was like, we were just attacked. I said, we opened up a portal through that app to allow a demon to attack us with fatigue. And the Lord said, you're awake. You get it now. Like even the app, our portal. And they can open legal rights to the enemy to attack you. And I just, like, this shock of like, wow, even our phones can open doorways
mm-hmm.
if we aren't aware of what is the intention and force behind the things we use in that phone.
Wow.
You know, and I was like, wow, like, so, you know, I was like, my mind was blown at this point. I was just like, wow, Lord, like, thank you for showing me that. I didn't even realize how this attack could be felt, but it was heavy.
Wow.
It was a brain fog I didn't even fully comprehend, and I was like, wow, you know, so those are things we do. And I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, like, but we still get attacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord showed me, you opened the legal door right there.
Mm-hmm.
And through that app, you know, it actually uses demonic powers
wow.
in order to guide you to a location. This is kind of like, you know, what they do with witchcraft psychics, right? They locate things, you know, utilizing demonic powers to show them where to
wow.
go, things like that. And,
thank you for teaching me this stuff.
So, yeah, so the app
wow.
was doing that, and we had no idea. It was kind of crazy. So, you know, the app was deleted. Well, I didn't have it, but she had it. I'm
yeah.
deleting it. But, yeah, that's just one example of how the enemy can get legal, right? And so the war is constant. You know,
right.
that's why I say have grace with yourself. This is not a teaching to where you got to be perfect and, you know, you got to follow in, because you're never going to. That's why Jesus died on the cross.
Yeah.
For
yes.
our past,
yeah.
present,
and
future.
Sure. Yeah.
yeah, and, you know, but even another example is like, even generational curses can open up the door to sex demons. I had friends that they were tortured as children by these demonic demons raping them in their sleep.
Mm.
And it wasn't them, you know. I mean, doors open if those children are molested at a young age or they're exposed to things that their parents are doing, but it's sometimes it's just generational sin and those
mm-hmm.
spirits follow the generation.
That's right.
You know?
Wow.
And so, those are things that you have to get set free from, because those are generational curse that your great-great-great-great-great
right.
30 generation great, she opened up a door, she allowed something to occur, you know. You also see this with a lot of people, a lot of families with, they'll have financial struggles. You're like, why is that person always financially struggling? Or why is that person's family, they all have divorces, they're all divorced. Or I had this one lady that came in that she, her, like, in her family line, all the firstborn sons would always die.
Mm.
Not, like, when they were born, but, like, at some point in their life, at a young age, they would always all die.
Mm.
It said, you got generational curse following down the family line. You know, so it was just it's little things like that where spiritual warfare and legality are open. There's so many avenues, but, you know, there is a way to close them, and that's the Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's proclaiming that, you know, anything that you know does not feel right or not functioning. You're like, Lord, reveal to me what I need to know to close this door. If there's unforgiveness in my heart, there's emotion I'm carrying.
That's it.
You know, and then he'll reveal it to you. You surrender it. And amen, that legal door is closed and that part, you're not attacked in that area anymore, you know. But getting to that point in your prayer life to understand that being prepared is key. You know, those negative thoughts are not yours. You are a person that exhibits gentleness, kindness, love, acceptance towards others, you know. If there's any other thought that contradicts that's not of God. You know, might be from your sinful nature, might be, you know, from the enemy whispering thoughts into your ears. Right? So always submitting
that. That's how we have to stay sensitive in the spirit.
Yeah.
Because when you're sensitive in the spirit, like you guys, with your experience with the app,
mm-hmm.
being sensitive in the spirit, like, hey, something ain't right. You know, there was a check in your spirit, you know, and then you opened yourself up to hear the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and then redirected yourself
mm-hmm.
from that.
Yeah.
And that's what's powerful, too.
Yeah.
We have the power and authority to do that instead of just going home, laying down, maybe under the spell. You know,
yeah.
the rest of the week today, and it took a week to figure out. That's what happened, and immediately, that was a suddenly immediate thing. You guys figured out and went on and enjoyed the rest of your day. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's powerful
yeah.
to know that we have the power to do that
yeah.
because of who is in us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So wow, that's some good meat, girl. So
yeah.
help us out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, all I got on that. So just putting on the armor every day,
Come on.
Put on the whole armor of God. God did not just leave you here to be unprotected or, you know, not without any authority. You have authority in Christ. You
yeah.
have authority. Anything you experience that does not feel right, you just got to immediately submit it to Christ. And he's going to defeat it for you. So that's the part. So, yeah, Ephesians chapter 6, 10, verse 18. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. But we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you'll be able to stand firm, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth, the body armor of God's righteousness, your shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, that's the mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Come on, man.
Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion.
Mm.
Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We even see it here. Pray at all times.
Time.
Right?
Yeah.
Stay alert. Right? Because if you're praying and if you're worshiping God, you don't have time to think negative emotions.
Yeah.
And negative
no room. No room.
What people do to you.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Right? And anyway, so just some final key points. How to win this war? Through Jesus.
That's it.
Staying in a constant state of love, gratitude, and forgiveness is key. Having the Spirit of God allow us to be able to forgive gives us the ability to forgive over and over again. Okay? If you feel like you're experiencing an attack, that's whether physical, that's mental, ask the Lord if this is due to a door you opened from the past and ask him to reveal it to you so you can repent of it, ask for forgiveness, and so the enemy can no longer have legal right to torture you.
That's right. Shut it down.
So suit up with the whole armor of God and pray for every situation and stronghold in your life and other people's lives, okay, especially if they're attacking you and they're exhibiting a type of nature towards you. You got to pray for them,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's not them. That's the enemy feeding
yeah, right.
into them,
yeah.
right? There's power in prayer, rebuking the name
yeah.
of Jesus. Any stronghold,
yeah.
lie, fiery dart sent from the enemy, you will be defeated.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Powerful.
Yes.
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 Powerful teaching.
Yes.
That's just a little bit of it. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah. So, you know, I'm excited about this door that is, you know, going to be open for people to come and become more knowledgeable
yeah.
and how to really fight and prepare for battle.
Yeah.
You know, it's so needed in the kingdom, and whatever God is saying, that's what we're going to do. And we're just going to follow suit
yeah.
with whatever God tells you.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we have to make room for the people to come and sit and suck
yeah.
and be, you know, enriched
mm-hmm.
with knowledge
mm-hmm.
and how to prepare and suit up.
Mm-hmm.
Really suit up, and we have to really get active in this war. You know, we're looking at all the wars going on and like over the world, you know, but the real war too, that's real war, but the real war
yeah.
is this war, the spiritual battle.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things going on in Israel and what is the country?
Sudan.
Yes, yeah, Africa. And the Bible clearly tells us there will be wars and rumors of wars. But it also tells us that there will be spiritual war.
Yes.
So we have to get prepared and get the right information so that we can be prepared, because the devil, he's coming,
yeah.
you know, and he's coming specifically to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, like you said, if we, like in Ephesians where it said, we're in prayer at all times,
mm-hmm.
you can't be worried about what the devil doing.
Yeah.
When you're
yeah.
doing what God
right.
is telling you
That's
to do,
right.
how you stay on your knees and, you know, stay in the face of God.
Yes.
And it says here, we're victorious.
Yes.
He won the battle for us, but then there's a process in this life and being connected to people with like minds.
Yes.
You know, connecting and locking arms and coming up together,
yes.
you know, because that mentality of no man left behind is so powerful. We can't leave people behind. We have to, you know, we were called to be, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, that we can be in the army of the Lord.
So, Doc, I know you do a lot of this in your the emotions and all that in your practice. So just enlighten the people on how to get connected and how to come and, you know.
Yeah, so I do a lot of emotional, energetic, negative emotion release techniques to help people just release those negative emotions from their bodies, okay? So there is specific Chinese medicine techniques in order to help pull that out of the body. You know, I do mostly a type of muscle testing and trying to determine specifically what might be trapped. And so the body carries or the body knows what you're holding. And so you kind of can tap into that through muscle testing in order to figure out what's going on in the subconscious mind and what negative emotions you might be storing from past events. And so, you know, tapping through that through muscle testing, which is a type of response testing that your brain and body does. But we go more into detail about the science about that. And we try to determine, okay, what are some emotions you have trapped from? What age? And then, you know, we just ask the Lord to release that and whatever else might be attached to that, whether that be generational curses or, you know, so there's a lot of energy work that you can do in order to figure all that out. Of course, I use the power of the Holy Spirit to determine all those things. I don't use any weird witchcraft things or, you know, you got to be careful about the types of doctors you go to see with these kinds of energy work, because some of them operate out of demonic power, and you have to make sure you're going to Christian believers who fully comprehend what's going on in the spiritual realm in order to practice these things. If not, they are operating out of demonic power. You know, being aware that there is that field where it can get, you know, but when you don't, when you operate out of the spirit of intention of working with the Holy Spirit, then and finding doctors like that who understand that is very important. But yeah, I also do chiropractic care as well. So if you need your spine to get back in alignment, if you need natural relief from your back pain, from joint pain, you know, of course there's a process that we do to make sure that that's taken care of as well. And I also do functional nutrition testing. So also supporting your organs, you know, so I encompass it all in my program. We do the supplements, we do the chiropractic care, we do the emotional technique releases at my practice. So yeah, Holistic Alignment, you can go to my website, www.holisticalignment-drortiz.com, and you can schedule an appointment when you're ready. You know, you can just go and look to see what the days are available and set up an appointment with you. So, pretty much it.
That's powerful.
And we have so much going on here at the mansion.
Yeah,
we have that. We have the House of Glory this coming Sunday.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have First Fruit Sunday, and we're going to have Pastor Marcus come preach the Word of God and Patsy. And we got the boutique downstairs.
Yeah.
You can come buy some t-shirts and some hats, y'all. We have, you want a haircut or your hair done? Pastor Marlo. Marlo, tell them everything
we have. Well, you took my shoulder, but we do it all here. We have our own personal volunteer.
Yes.
We have, of course, our blog radio that we do here every Tuesday, but we also have our Roku TV, our Queendom Talk.
Yes.
We're getting ready to we're really already ready. We're just waiting on you guys to decide if you want to come and promote yourself at 18 million homes a week. You know, that's the simplicity of it. And I'm just so excited about this new quarter of this year and how every door is open and it's available for not only just us, but for everybody, you know. So that's what we do here at this, at this complex.
Kingdom work, we're here to... Not to compete, but to complete the assignments of Jesus and
then we also
good.
Have the holistic gym.
Yeah.
So you guys, we have a full gym here. So if you're looking for a personal trainer, so Hope is here to help, and she's been so instrumental in her business and ministry here.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course we have the Bible studies that are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The Women Who Rise.
Women Who Rise.
Women Who Rise on Thursdays, that's Dr. Ortiz and Hope. they are spearheading that. And then we have the most amazing teachers, the Ortizes, and they're on Tuesday nights. I think the month of June, they'll be coming back into the complex, and just been so powerful.
Yeah, and if you want a guitar lessons, Pastor Rick Falk gives guitar lessons, taking guitar lessons. We have that too.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot going
Dr.
on here.
Dr. You're taking them too, right?
He's taking, and you know, he was... last night when I got blessed with my new dryer, they heard him. He was playing the guitar in the room because he practiced the guitar every day. And he already did some beats with the guitar and the beats that he does in the... And it sounds so beautiful. Oh, my son. But yeah, he's picking it up, Pastor Marlo.
That is
so
powerful.
One day...
Oh, he's going to be part of the little first fruit worship team. Brother Caleb and...
Pastor Rick Holt's doing a great job in teaching them. And I think we've got all the glory, but I think God's the warriors. They're... that are helping my children and helping me, and just that's a good story.
Yes. So I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. And Doc, how can they connect with you, not only in your office, but when you have some of these notes for people who maybe want to get them, because this is powerful. But I'm excited about whatever God is doing, especially I see this seminar coming. I see it. It's already.
It's powerful.
This needs to be really taught to the body.
Yeah.
And broken down the
good.
Simplicity of it and where this all starts from, because a lot of times you didn't even do anything for it to happen. You know, there's something that comes from the third and the fourth and the fifth generation that we're carrying. And then we want to be mindful that we execute it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, like you were saying, that spirit of divorce was running rampant in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my daughter, because it attacked her marriage and all that, but she shut it down. She said, it stops here.
Yeah.
She said that. She said, it stops here, and we're not doing that, and they're living happily ever after. We have to know that, you know, that when you get equipped, and I thank God for that because of the, you know, I didn't know in my time of coming up.
Yeah.
But as I got equipped, I equipped her, and then now she realized in coming up underneath that umbrella of knowing that we had the power and authority. And then she said, you know what, Mom? I'm going to shut it down.
Yes.
It will exist no more in this family.
Yes.
Not for her children and her children. You know, so like anything else, you know, that comes attack, like you were talking about the people that are, you know, guarding themselves. Well, that's the Holy Spirit's job. That's God's job.
Yeah.
We have to give it over to Him because, you know, I love that song, This Is How I Fight My Battles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're surrounded.
Yeah.
We are. We're surrounded by every angel. This is like the demons are surrounding us. The angels are too.
Yeah.
That's why it talks about Ephesians of, you know, the heavenly wars that's going on in the heavens, you know, in high places.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the angels are fighting on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. You know, it's a war going on in the first heaven.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's to help protect us.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just excited about what God is doing. And you just have to get suited and booted, y'all.
Yeah.
You have to get up and get serious about, you know, what we're called to do and who we're called to be and how we're called to help other people through.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just honored. So congratulations on getting your new dryer. Isn't that powerful that
I
had that happen? Yeah, God is so good. He knows our needs. He supplies. He does.
I didn't even know. She just called me one day. What are you doing? Oh, I'm hanging my clothes outside. My dryer broke. And I said that a couple of days ago. And then they show up yesterday with the dryer.
Yeah. We have a spirit of expectation. You know, God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Yes, isn't that beautiful? So congratulations on that. For being here today.
Share the video.
Please do. And I'm just so honored and so grateful.
Yes.
So listen, we will be back on next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Same place, same chapel. So you guys tune in and be encouraged.
Yes.
Amen. So Laura, would you like to pray us out? We got a few minutes.
Father, we just thank you, Abba, sweet Abba. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this powerful message, Father. I pray that we gravitate and learn more and more and more in your word. And with my sister, Dr. Brianna, share, Father, this is so good and so powerful. And I thank you for loving us so much and revealing this to us, God, so then when we could learn and be blessed and be a blessing and help others, God, for your glory and it's all your glory.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for what you're doing, for what you're getting ready to do. Bless every person that's tuning in and every person that has that's here in the audience, Father. I pray that you bless them abundantly, Father.
Yeah,
let your glory be revealed around them, Father, as they also minister to others and gravitate to your word, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you. We love you. We honor you in the mighty name of Jesus, the name of all names. We pray, amen.
Amen. So don't forget to connect with Dr. Ortiz.
Yeah.
Your website one more time.
www.holisticalignment-drortiz.com.